Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Made the statement, it's not like up to you to decide what's fair or unfair when Reese answered that question. I'm going to answer it. It's unfair as hell for you to go to the Rose Bowl, the Fiesta Bowl, get in the Final Four, come out being ranked number one this year, an expectation that you created by what you accomplished at Penn State. And for those people not to show enough appreciation for that and gratitude for all the hard work that you did, I'm saying it's unfair.
I'm saying it's unfair. Those were the words of Nick Saban after you, I, and everybody else threw out James Franklin's record, Diesel, against top 10 teams. We know what that record was, but the question now becomes, because Nick Saban said what he said, does that change our mind on the firing of James Franklin that happened almost 2 weeks ago now? Welcome into Wire to Wire. He's Diesel. I'm Cole Bryson. So good to be with you on this Tolo Tuesday, a beautiful Tuesday afternoon here in the upstate. Go ahead and start interacting. Tolo's at 844-326-3663. I want to get your thoughts on what Nick Saban said on Saturday when it comes to James Franklin and the firing and the dismissal from Penn State. Diesel, I'll start with you on this one. Did what Nick Saban said alter your thinking in any way in terms of James Franklin and whether he deserved to be fired or not?
Well, I'm going to answer your question with a question. How fast do you think Pat Kraft called James Franklin back and said, oh, sorry, James, Jimmy, Bobola, come back to Penn State. Be with us. We were sorry. We didn't mean it. That didn't happen. It didn't happen because it's not ever going to change any athletic director's mind when it comes to big-time donors. You know, he who holds the gold card makes the rules. Anytime the people who have the money, who are willing to say, not going to give it to you anymore, if you don't fire this guy, that's what happens. That's what happens. The people with the money make the rules, and the people with the money decided a long time ago that what James Franklin was providing to the university, and I talked about it a couple weeks ago before the firing happened, and I put it in one of my sports spins, and I said 35 wins over 3 years, is that not good enough for you? A lot of the Tolos and you yourself, Cole, said no.
Yeah.
His record against top 10 teams is why he should be fired. Well, it's not good enough. It's not fair, but that's also why he's getting paid like $40 million to go away.
Yeah.
It's not like he had a one-month severance, peace out, good luck putting your kid through college. It's we're gonna pay you handsomely to work here. We're going to pay you handsomely to win the biggest games, and then we're going to pay you handsomely to go away.
Well, I agree with you on the AD side of it, but the question was, does it change your mind? Diesel, does it change your not the AD? We all know the AD's mind's not being changed, but does what Nick Saban said change your mind? You, the Tolos out there, in terms of what you thought when James Franklin got fired, hearing Nick Saban say what he said on Saturday on College Game Day, and now a few days later, depending on where you originally were on the firing, does it change your mind at all?
No, because the expectations were always going to be really high. Like, James deserves a lot of credit because with help of Bill O'Brien before him, they brought this program back from the brink. I mean, it was as low as it could possibly go. Penn yeah. State football was a laughingstock. And he got paid a tremendous amount of money to do his job, and he was allowed to do it for almost a decade there at Penn sure. State. It doesn't change my mind because that's why these guys get paid. They all know the business. They all know what they signed up for. What matters, it doesn't matter once you get to that level of coaching. It doesn't matter that you're beating the crap out of Rutgers. It doesn't matter that you're beating the crap out of Eastern Michigan in week two of the season. What matters is how you perform against the best of the best, because now those fans take those Eastern Michigan and the Rutgers and the Minnesotas, they take those wins for granted. They assume those wins are going to happen. So you're not judged on those wins anymore. Granted, he was fired after losing to Northwestern, a team you're not supposed to lose to.
Sure. And that's why I asked the question, because Diesel, I've said this multiple times on the show before, and I think it's good to remember for us, is just for all people, regardless of it being sports related or not, I think it's good to be able to have your opinion formulate and change based on other things that happen. For example, I was in the boat, and you just said it, I was in the boat when James Franklin got fired, and even last year, Diesel, I was very adamant that James Franklin wasn't getting the job done, right? And then he gets fired, and it's like, oh my gosh, did that really happen, right? You kind of smack yourself. And then you hear what Nick Saban said. And for any Tolos who just tuned into the show, I'll play that audio for you again in just a second. But you hear what Nick Saban said. And with Nick Saban being Diesel as big of a voice as he is in college football and being kind of the authority, right, when it comes to what college football fans feel and think, I'm not going to lie to you. It didn't completely change my opinion. I still think James Franklin deserved to be fired and held accountable because of his inability to win when it mattered. But hearing Nick Saban say what he said from a coaching perspective, him having coached for as long as he did, it does make me feel a little bit different. A little bit different, just because I always want to be open to new ideas, new opinions, and never be like so concrete that I can't ever change my opinion.
DFig on the text line, 844-326-3663. Get your thoughts in to us. He says, Nick Saban has gone soft. Well, you know, Nick Saban was making $10 million a year to go out there and beat Florida and LSU and Georgia and Tennessee. He wasn't getting paid $10 million to beat Vandy and Samford, right? So your expectations, again, become cemented that you're supposed to beat the weakest of the weak. That's why you got hired in the first place, because the guy before you probably wasn't getting that done. And then you get paid to go out there and beat the best of the best. You get paid to go out there and make it into the playoff. Otherwise, you get fired. Your ass is grass. You go somewhere else. You find something else to do, or you join someone's staff, rehab your image, and a couple of years from now, people will look back on your tenure, where you were before, with rosier glasses, and they'll say, oh, you know what? This guy was actually a pretty good coach. We're going to give him another shot, and we're going to give him a $5, $6, $7 million salary to do it. So, you know, the expectation may be unfair. If you want to talk about unfair, Nick, the expectation on the next guy they hire, that is unfair.
Maybe. Right?
Because you're going to have a new coach, a new staff, an entirely new team who will only be judged on what they do against top 10 teams. Or that guy will be fired as well 3 to 4 years from now.
And JB on the YouTube stream, real quick before we get to some more audio from what James Franklin said Saturday, because it was really fascinating. JB was asking about his record against top 25 teams. He was 17-26, Diesel, against top 25 teams. However, when you go against the top of the top, the best of the best, he was 4-21 against top 10 teams, 1-10 against Ohio State specifically. So we all know that he could recruit, but for whatever reason, the demise of the Buckeyes and him and or his inability to beat the Buckeyes, that didn't help, right? A few more wins against Ohio State, and maybe James Franklin still has a job. And to your point, very unfair expectations, but welcome to the world of college football in 2025, right?
That's why the salaries are what the salaries are, right? The expectations 15 years ago, and I think this is probably true for most coaches across college football, because we've seen, I mean, think about it, 15 years ago, a coach at a Power 4 school making somewhere between $3 and $6 million was kind of the tippy top of the range. Yeah. And it's almost doubled in the last 15 years. Look at it. Kurt Cignetti just got a like $10.5 to $11.5 million, and he's never even won a conference championship.
No,
at Indiana,
he's only been there for like 4 seconds.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. And to who was it? To JB's point, he says, "What was James Franklin's record against top 25 teams? 17-26." That comes from Cole. That was over the course of his long tenure, and that's not good enough. Mm. That's not good enough once you've already shown that you can do it. I'm not saying that what he achieved was where he wanted to be or where the program wanted to be. But I am saying that he won 35 games over the last 3 years. There was an awful lot of winning. So Penn State fans judged James Franklin off of a very small handful of games, and I get the frustration. Yeah. I understand the frustration. You're paying him. What was he making? Do you know off the top of your head?
No, not exactly.
Probably making close to $9.5 million.
A lot.
You're getting paid to beat Ohio State and to beat Oregon and win playoff games. But then again, we talked about it last year. They made it into the playoff, and they won a playoff game, and no one gave them any credit for it. Mm-mm. Like, it didn't matter. It did not matter that they beat, who was it, SMU?
Yeah, I think so.
In the playoff? Like, people looked at it like, ah, that's chump change. You're supposed to beat SMU. They stink. They just got here. It's still a playoff win. And if we've gotten to the point, and maybe this circles back to Nick Saban's point, if we've gotten all the way around to the point, we've gone so far that we've come full circle that getting into the playoff game, winning a playoff game, and winning 35 games over 3 years is grounds to be fired after being in the top five this season, then we've kind of jumped the shark. He's saying we've gone just a little bit too far.
So in case you just tuned in, that audio one more time, plus what James Franklin said went down on that Sunday after the loss, and then how he responds with winning a championship somewhere else. Here's what Saban said.
It's not like up to you to decide what's fair or unfair when Reese answered that question. I'm going to answer it. It's unfair as hell for you to go to the Rose Bowl, the Fiesta Bowl, get in the Final Four, come out being ranked number one this year, an expectation that you created by what you accomplished at Penn State. And for those people not to show enough appreciation for that and gratitude for all the hard work that you did, I'm saying it's unfair.
I'm saying it's unfair. Now, Diesel, did you hear what went down? Did you hear how the Sunday went with James Franklin being fired?
No,
this is fascinating. Here's James Franklin on College Game Day Saturday.
Find out the news that Penn State wanted to move on and part ways with you.
Yeah, well, we were a practice Sunday team, Coach, and we have a team meeting at 1:45. About 1:30, the AD walked in and said, "We're going to make a change. I'm sorry." Was in shock, obviously. Really took the next 15 minutes to let my kids know so they wouldn't find out on the internet. And then walked down and had a super emotional meeting with the team to tell them I was leaving. That was it. It was that quick. Obviously, pretty much in shock as that was going on.
I just want to know, like, obviously you're emotional. Obviously you want your family, kids, whatever, to know first. And it was cool to see his daughter at game day with him on Saturday. It was really cool that he was there. Just to be quite frank, right? But I would like to experience being fired, having to go talk to the team that I coach, but know in the back of my mind, Diesel, I just got $40 million. I'm going to go tell this team that I'm leaving, but I just got $40 million. I'm going to cry for 15 seconds, but after that, I'm going to buy a new truck, right?
You know, it's as if James Franklin doesn't have
a
five-car garage filled with new trucks. Look, none of us listening, maybe none of us, I don't know. I don't know how many Fortune 500 company CEOs listen to our show. I hope lots.
Yeah, six, I think.
I don't know how many people listening to this show can even fathom what it's like to be playing on that financial field. But this is still the tippy top of a competitive profession.
Sure.
And Penn State is, without a doubt, a cream of the crop kind of job. You think about all the elite jobs across college football, there might be 15, 20 of them, and this is one of them. And you pour everything you have into making this team successful. And it just doesn't work out. It doesn't go your way. The ball bounces funny, and you got screwed, and all of a sudden you're fired. It still hurts.
It does.
It's got to hurt for them. Like, any of us get fired, we're probably like, oh, crap, where's our next paycheck coming
from? That's
right. How are we going to make rent or mortgage the next month?
James
doesn't have to think about that.
Yeah.
And the truth is, James has got a golden parachute because he's got a $40 million buyout, and his name is James Franklin, and he's going to get hired somewhere like that.
Probably anywhere.
But still, it's not like they're robots that are just out there saying, hey, player number 12, you do this. It's not ones and zeros.
Now, James Franklin did talk about the job not being finished. Here was that audio. Oh, let me try again. James Franklin, job not finished.
Essentially, six games ago, we were fighting for a chance to be in the national championship, a two-minute drive away. So that's the thing. I really can't answer that, Kirk. 12 years, a ton of good moments, a bunch of big wins, but decisions were made. And I'm not involved in those decisions. I'm very, very grateful for the time I had, and most importantly, for the relationships I was able to build. I thought we were going to win a national championship there. We were close. That goal hasn't changed. We're just going to go win a national championship somewhere else now.
Oh, you hear that, Diesel?
Oh,
we're just going to go win a national championship at South Carolina. I mean, it's somewhere else now. Is that what he said?
Huh? God, would South Carolina fans take him tomorrow?
Would go get the guy and lift him up on like a 10-story riser and carry him all the way to Columbia with golden sheets and, you know, the palm branches. They'd welcome him tomorrow. Sorry, yeah. Beamer, but they would.
Well,
right?
Shane can stay on as the special teams coach. But that's about it.
Yeah, so we still have Beamer ball.
We got Kane going back and forth about what it must be like to get fired and handed a $40 million check. Kane says, I'd love to get paid an extreme amount of money to leave my job. JB says, me too. I'd take that money and run. I always bring it back to this. James Franklin has worked his entire life. And how old is James Franklin? 55, 60 years old-ish?
Ish.
He's worked 55 years, probably 40 years or 35 years as a coach to get to the pinnacle of his profession.
Yeah.
And then three losses in a row this season after being in the top five, being in the playoff last year, it's pulled out from under you. Now, I say it's going to be easy for him to go get another job.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, but what if the conditions at his next job don't really allow him to get back to that level of like having that brass ring just right there. Like his fingertips were touching that brass ring. They were on it. But I've said, go take the Virginia Tech job. It fits your personality. It fits the region that you're used to working in. And Virginia Tech is ripe for the come up. Well, they might not have all the same support. They might not have all the same finances. They don't have that same synergy in the athletic department. And it just...
It's not the same.
Doesn't work.
Yeah.
So you get this close to the tippy top of your profession.
Yeah.
To have it yanked out from under you.
Still tough.
And again, it's nice to walk away with a $40 million check.
Sure.
But when your life's essence is to get to that point and you're right there and you lose it, that hurts.
It does. Again, $40 million makes it a little bit easier, but I do agree with you. It still does hurt.
Oh, God. Now JB says, if Beamer is gone, bring on Gruden to Columbia.
Ha!
Ooh, God. What is it with John Gruden? Like, everybody thinks they're going to get him. Nobody does. It's fascinating. It's a fascinating conversation. When we come back, Cole, let's do this. Let's make a little change. We got our player of the week,
yep.
Aiden Gibson of Woodruff, coming up next.
Come on. Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Well, you just heard it playing on the station and on the show. Aiden Gibson's player card, if you want to call it that, for his performance last Friday night against Mountain View Prep, an absolute monster on the field. And to talk about that performance, he joins us on the show. Aiden Gibson, 299 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 reception for 50 yards. Aiden, like, was it an otherworldly, out-of-body experience to just go off to that degree?
Man, it's really – I just expect it from myself and my team expect it from me, man. I work really hard. Me and my offensive line, they block their butts off for me, man. I just can't thank them for just, you know, how hard they work in practice, outside of practice. And my coach just trusted me to be a playmaker and make the plays for the team, man. And I'm truly blessed for it, man. It's just what I do, and they expect this from us all the time, man.
Aiden, it's Cole here. Appreciate you hopping on with us, man. You're well-spoken as well, so congratulations on the season you've had. Love having you on the show today with us. Look, that was a big game Friday night. Woodruff Mountain View Prep was the game of the week for most outlets, and when you talk about y'all's performance as a team that you just mentioned, it looked as if there was something different about Friday night's game. Would you say you and your team, having known how that game went a year ago and a close defeat for the Woodruff Wolverines, was there an extra chip on y'all's shoulder Friday night at home hosting MVP?
Oh, most definitely, man. We had a chip on our shoulder all week, but our coaches also told us just not to be a hero on the field. We talked about all week just doing our job. It's a big game for everybody, big game for us. And we just went out. We worked really hard all week, and just outside of that, we worked in the classroom and everything like that, and our coaches told us just to do our job, and that's what we did, man.
Aiden, your Woodruff Wolverines have probably the most consistent offense in high school in the area. I'm looking at the point totals you guys have put up: 49-49, 52-48, 50-46. Talk about just the consistency that you deal with in practice on a daily basis, the consistency that you get from your coaching staff, the message that breeds this kind of consistency on the field.
I mean, just the work effort from just defense giving us looks every day. I mean, we have one of the best boxes in South Carolina, one of the best defenses in South Carolina that's going to help us get better on Friday night, man. And just us, our coaches, Coach Sloan, Coach Lewis, everybody just showing us the ropes and things that we need to do and just to do our job and never be a hero on Friday nights or even in practice. We work on just the little things and the details of everything, and that's something that we're very big on over here. It's just the little things and the details and the things that we do, because that's going to help us in the long run. And that's just something that we're very big on, just knowing that everything ain't about the big plays or nothing like that. It's just about doing your job and doing the little things.
We're talking to the Fan Upstate Player of the Week, Aiden Gibson of Woodruff High School. Woodruff 7-1 on the season. How do you keep that focused mentality from last week's win, Aiden, having that big 49-28 win over Mountain View Prep, not allowing yourself, not allowing the team to have a little bit of a letdown, a hangover-type game this Friday against Chapman?
It's just it's another big game for us, man. Every game is a big game, man. It's leading to us to the other big games that we're gonna have, and we just look at it like it's another big game, like just like their MVP. We're gonna treat them the same way, and we're gonna come out and we're gonna compete. And that's just what we're built of around here, and just, that's just what we're gonna keep on doing. And just knowing that our work ethic is gonna get us everywhere that we need to be, and just fix the little things. Like on offense, we could have scored a lot more against MVP, and there's some things that they ticked us about, and knowing that we have to get better at, knowing every Friday is another big game for us, and defense, they just give us reps and things that we need to do. So,
you know, Aiden, one of the intangibles that you hear pundits on TV and scouts talk about, that you hear them talk about vision. What does vision actually mean to you when you're on the field? What all goes into a running back like you, who ran for 299 this past Friday? What does it mean to you to have good vision?
Good vision means a lot, man. And every single play that we run, running the ball offensively, there's one way and there's always another way. So if one way gets boned up, there's always another way that you could go. Even if it means getting 5 yards, not every single run is a 60-yard touchdown or a 60-yard gain or anything like that. And just your footwork overall, just keeping your eyes up at the mess, pressing the gaps, making people bite in to make a big cut another way or anything like that. And just the defense for me on practice, they just helped me knowing that if that's blown up, then I have another way. Or and my running back coach Settle, he helps me with everything, knowing the schemes or anything like that. And I just think that's something big that I'm very big on, this vision, man, because vision can lead you in another direction if one way's blown up or if it's not.
Aiden, last question for you. We know you got practice here in just a couple of minutes. Tell Coach Sloan, by the way, thanks for allowing us to grab you for a few minutes. What are your plans after high school and a perfect scenario? Obviously, you're just a junior, right?
Yes, sir.
So you still have one more year of high school. In a perfect scenario, where does Aiden Gibson want to end up after his playing days at Woodruff?
Man, I want to end up in college, man. I want to go play for the big screen. I'm not too big on college as of right now because I'm just a junior. I'm first focusing with my guys right now. We're testing something big that hasn't been done here in a while. And I do want to go play in college, and that's something that I'm looking forward to. And I just think that's going to lead me to another thing in life, and just the work ethic here, that's going to lead me to a better place in college and everything like that, and I'm truly blessed for it.
Well, Aiden, congratulations on your big game Friday night. Congratulations for being the Fan Upstate High School Player of the Week, and go do it again.
Thanks.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. Good stuff. Aiden Gibson, man, a fantastic player. And Diesel, man, we don't get a lot of talkers that are as smooth talking as Aiden on the radio when we do these Fan Upstate Player of the Weeks, just to be quite frank. You know, they're high school players. They're not media trained. Aiden was fantastic.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
That is a young man, Cole, that will open up tremendous additional opportunities in his life.
Yeah.
Just for his ability to perform well in the interview room, right?
That's awesome.
A lot of coaches are going to come talk to him. And there's going to be a lot of coaches who are going to be more impressed with him because of the way he can hold himself and carry a conversation. So congratulations.
He's big time. He's big time. I'll tell you that, man. Yep. If you're in the high school football world, you know just how many people talk about him, Diesel, on a weekly basis, a yearly basis. He still has one more year. He's going to be playing football on Saturdays, and I can't wait to see what happens. And to his point,
they've got something special going on at Woodruff this year. It's been a really good season for them, and don't expect to see – or don't be surprised if you see Woodruff make a deep playoff run in 2025.
Speaking of stellar conversationalists, Cole, when I heard this audio, and this is pretty new, I knew that first thing I had to get your reaction to it. I don't know if you've heard this. Okay. Stephen A. Smith – went on the 7 p.m. in Brooklyn podcast. That would be Carmelo Anthony's podcast. And he laid bare this entire beef that he's had with LeBron James for the last couple of years. And he doesn't paint LeBron James in the rosiest of pictures. Not that you would expect him to, because obviously, you know, even the title of the content, the title of the audio piece was Stephen A. Smith says, "I don't like that dude." I'll play it in chunks because it's about 3 minutes long. And we'll kind of go piece by piece and react to it. Now, before we get started, I know you love LeBron James. What's your feeling on Stephen A. Smith?
Without LeBron being in the conversation, like Stephen A. Smith a lot.
So you like both of them. Mm-hmm, you're probably fairly neutral, at least positive about both of them.
Yeah, okay. I am.
So here we go. Stephen A. Smith, there's a couple little cut-ins from some of the other guys that were on the podcast.
Let me get to LeBron. I don't like his not a little bit. You do not understand the lengths this man would go to. This dates back more than a decade. I believe he's one way publicly, he's another way privately. You know, he might not be interviewed and he might not be quoted, but the things he says and the things he has said to people, it's gotten back to me. The things that he's tried to do, if it were up to him, I wouldn't be where I am today. It's some low, low The day that he rolled up on me courtside, it was the day my contract was announced that I had stayed with ESPN. Go back and look at the camera angles. I arrived there in the first quarter. He rolled up on me in the third quarter. This is 2025. We got technology everywhere. TNT is a nationally televised game. How is it we got one angle and the only angle you see was of him in his face? But you see the back of my peanut head.
Peanut head.
So we'll stop there. We'll continue there in a second. So Stephen A. doesn't like LeBron. He is claiming that LeBron is two-faced and that he behaves in the most positive way he possibly can in front of the camera, but behind the camera, maybe he's trying to get Stephen A.'s job. Maybe he's trying to take him down a peg or two.
You know, I've always said when it comes to not only LeBron but sports, this is what I think. This is what I think causes people not to watch certain sports or follow certain players or have a fandom of this sport or this player, et cetera. I've always, with LeBron James, said publicly, Diesel, that I love LeBron James, the player. I have never once said I love LeBron James, the person, what he stands for, his politics, yada, yada, yada. I think, here's where I think it's important to understand what I'm saying here. I think as sports fans, it's okay for us to like a player or love a player, even if we disagree with their politics or what they do off the court, whatever. I don't agree. If me and LeBron sat down today, we'd probably agree on zero when it comes to politics or lifestyle or, anything. However, I love LeBron James, the player. And I've tried to always separate that. And I do recognize that a lot of people, Diesel, can't do it. And I get it. And for whatever reason, some can, some can't.
Yeah.
I think it's just personal preference.
There's an old saying, you have to be able to separate the art from the artist.
Yeah.
You don't have to love everything the artist did. And to your point about LeBron, there's a lot to like about him from his philanthropy to the amount of money that he's given back to his hometown.
100%. Yeah.
The way that he's always been a family man.
He's not out breaking the law.
He's not out breaking hearts. He's not out, fathering 10 children all over the country. And he doesn't have a shorty in every city that they go play in. So there's a lot to like about the man personally. It's not all, you can't base somebody's entire personality and whether or not you like them based on their politics. And there's a lot to like about LeBron. But Stephen A. Smith, he's alluding to the fact that he believes this whole camera angle of them yelling at each other was orchestrated, that it was set up by LeBron to look a certain way, and that for whatever reason, there was only that one camera angle when there should have been five camera angles.
And I remember this happening.
There might have been
year.
More cameras in the room, but they weren't all looking at you, Stephen A., or they weren't all looking at LeBron in that moment. So let's continue here. More audio from Stephen A. Smith.
I know this, because I know a thing or two about camera angles. I determine them half the time.
Yep.
Do this angle, do that angle. This is my business.
I ask you straight up, do you think you felt set up in that moment?
Damn right I did.
You thought he had somebody out there too.
Damn right that did. Okay. Damn right. That's how I feel.
Okay.
But no big deal. No problem. Because I go on the air the next day, and I'm like, that's a dad reacting to his son. Happens on a Thursday. That's a Friday. That Saturday.
Remember, this all came down because Stephen A. was bagging on Bronny.
Yeah.
How he shouldn't be in the NBA and bagging on the situation that even got him to the Lakers in the first place and got him in the starting lineup for the Lakers.
Richard Jefferson is doing the game in Boston. Still mic'd. He's working for ESPN. And we see LeBron say to him, yo, man, when he said, as a father, I had it. So I'm thinking, oh, that's not about Bronny. That's about you. Okay, let's talk about you as a father from this perspective. Oh, he ends up getting drafted by the Los Angeles Lakers. Congratulations. No problem. Oh, he ends up being there opening night. That father-son moment with Ken Griffey Jr. and Sr. in attendance. I was there at the game. Standing up, clapping. No problem. It became a problem when this brother was in the G League, and then the next day, J.J. Redick decides to bring him in the first quarter and ask him to guard Tyrese Maxey. If you could literally feel or see somebody drooling at the mouth, give me the ball. That was Tyrese Maxey. It was a nightmare.
I think it's become really personal between them two.
Yeah.
You know, and anytime, you see this in radio, television, anything, Diesel, anytime something becomes personal, it usually doesn't end well. You know, it reminds me a lot of Shannon Sharp and Skip Bayless on their show. Was it on FS1 or Fox, whatever it was? It very similar to me. Anytime something ever becomes personal, it usually ends in separation.
You have to have two people who are incredibly savvy,
yeah,
who understand that we can appear to be at odds with one another to be more entertaining to the audience, but none of that factors into our personal relationship.
Sure.
Like, you and I, we get trained in media and in radio all the time. Controversy sells. You and each other differing in opinions makes for more compelling radio.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't mean you want to lie. It doesn't mean you want to argue something you don't believe in. But you find ways to differ from one another, and it makes it more interesting. But as soon as that mic comes off, even if you and I are yelling at each other over a segment, as soon as that mic turns off, we're laughing and saying, oh, my God, that was great radio. That was phenomenal. The audience was eating that up.
It's true, and again, I don't think everybody can do that. You know, I don't think everybody can allow it to. You know, I hear it all the time on morning shows, ESPN or other platforms, or whatever it may be, sports-wise that I listen to. And part of the reason I watch Stephen A. Smith a good bit is because I do like debate, and his show is a debate show. And I love the NFL, love pro sports, and a lot of it's pro sports. And going back to what you asked me, I do like Stephen A. Smith. Because he's a good, he's to me, he's good at what he does. He's an entertainer. He's on every single other show in America, it seems like. I know a lot of people don't like him, and that's fine. But there's a reason that he's been the number one rated show on ESPN for, what, over a decade now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, to your point, you have to understand the fact of the matter of, yes, this does create great conversation. It's great that Stephen A. Smith and LeBron James were almost chest to chest a year ago. But at the same time, you have to be able to, you know, understand that if it gets personal, it's probably going to get ugly. And,
well,
it has. It has gotten ugly.
With Stephen A., it's more like nose to belly button.
That's true.
Because they're very different heights.
Yeah.
Now, I tend to agree with Stephen A. more often than not. He's an intelligent guy, and he can present information in a way to make me agree with him, even if I probably wouldn't have. My biggest issue with Stephen A. is he does bully his guests, and he bullies his co-hosts in the sense that he gets really loud and he talks over them and never lets them finish and kind of shuts them down early instead of letting them finish their point. And that to me, contrast, he does it really, really well, where somebody like Kendrick Perkins doesn't. And Kendrick Perkins just gets loud and yells over people, yeah. And he wants everybody to stop talking because he's the loudest person in the room. I'm going to finish this. There's about a minute left in this.
And I'm like, you can't do that to him. But you also can't do that to us. We're the media. Now you asking us not to cover the game. The last straw was not him rolling up on me on courtside. If you sat up there and said, yo, LeBron pissed off, he needs to talk to you man to man. And I was in New York, what would I do? I'd be on the next plane to L.A. And then you going to turn around and come on ESPN with Pat McAfee? You going to come on my channel on a show that comes on after me just to dog me? Nah. And what you dogging me about? Be a man. Yo, I don't like him either. Cool. Nah, I have to protect my family. That's the narrative you playing? Yo, bro, when I tell y'all, you can't measure the level of how pissed off I have been over that. There is no level of disrespect that has ever been accorded to me in my life more so than what he did.
I think I sided with Stephen A. on that. I think I sided with Stephen A. I subscribe to the philosophy. If you got a problem with somebody, hash it out, figure out what it is, and get over it.
That would have been must-see TV. We would still be talking about LeBron calling in. Look, probably the one of the best segments I've ever been involved with was when I posted some audio and somebody who was attached to it, not attached to it, but covered that team, got really upset, fired off at it, and then immediately called into our show to talk to us about it.
Sure.
And I was like, you know what? I'm still mad at you for reacting the way that you did, being a fellow media member, but I have a lot of respect for you that you actually called into the show to talk about it right then.
Yeah.
Instead of doing this thing where, well, I'm going to post a column about it tomorrow, and then we have to react to that the next day, and then they react to our reaction the next day after that. And it was fantastic to have this guest on.
Speaking of fantastic, Diesel, so many fantastic headlines. A lot has happened in the last 24 hours, and we have a segment where we get to those headlines, our Daily Wires next.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Well, if you're in the upstate, too bad you're not in Columbia, where a Fire Shula protest has begun on campus, and this is how it sounds. Barstool Gamecocks Diesel tweets that out, and it's funny. You got to laugh at it.
Oh,
you got to.
Are they going around in a circle? Are they walking down the street kind of like a parade?
It looks like it has mobilized.
Ah.
So it was just, I believe, them kind of standing and you know, standing still, but it has mobilized. So here we go. That's funny stuff. Really funny stuff. That stuff just makes you laugh. That's college football at its best. It really is. Diesel, this is a segment where we look at all the top sports headlines, and it's our Daily Wires.
Bzzz.
In case you missed it, Dabo Swinney yesterday announced that leading receiver on Clemson's team, Bryant Wesco Jr., will miss the remainder of the season. He sustained a very serious back injury. We had that yesterday, but just in case you missed it, really awful stuff for Bryant Wesco, a true talent.
And it seems like that kind of issue, like it could happen to any team at any time, right? But it seems like those are the kind of incidents that happen when the season's already going downhill.
Yeah.
And it just snowballs and makes things worse.
It really does. When it rains, it pours in Clemson. An Ohio Common Pleas judge granted a temporary restraining order that would allow high school athletes to enter into deals that profit off of their name, image, and likeness. So continuing to see the trickle down, right?
Yep. It's making its way into a lot of states. A lot of That's states right. have this.
Texas Tech AD Kirby Hockett is now asking the 3-decade-long tradition of fans tossing tortillas into the air for opening kickoff to stop. He says, "We know that as Red Raiders, no one tells us what to do. We make our own decisions." That's funny. "But this situation is on me. I leaned into throwing tortillas at the beginning of the football season. Now I must ask everyone to stop. Moving forward, fans caught throwing tortillas will have their ticket privileges for all sports suspended for the remainder of the year."
They've been doing this for years, right? But they used to just toss them up in the air. And then they started tossing them out on the field.
That's good.
Then it became the thing you do, and then it got out of hand.
That is so funny. That is freaking hilarious. Again, you got to love college football, right?
It's just a waste of good food.
I know. I love tortillas.
Think how many burritos we could have all eaten.
By the way, corn or flour?
Flour for me.
Thank you. I'm glad we can agree on that. We didn't have to disagree in that one.
I like corn hard shell tacos,
yeah,
but flour soft shell.
Yeah, it's got to be flour. 2027 four-star quarterback Trent Seaborn, the ESPN number 7 pocket passer for the 2027 cycle, has committed to Alabama. He chose the Tide over the Miami Hurricanes, Oregon Ducks, and the South Carolina Gamecocks.
Mm.
How about that?
At least South Carolina was in on them.
Yeah, they were in the party. They just didn't go home with a girl.
That close.
Defensive end Brandon Graham has decided to come out of retirement and rejoin the Philadelphia Eagles. Graham, who is the youngest tenured player in franchise history, has agreed, longest tenured player, I think I said that wrong, has agreed to a one-year deal to suit up for the 16th season with Philly.
Well, they were really thin at defensive end. They needed him bad.
Need him so bad, you got to come out of retirement. Buccaneers coach Todd Bowles confirmed that Mike Evans suffered a concussion and a broken collarbone during last night's loss to the Lions. It'll sideline him for most of the rest of the season. And this is astronomically devastating for Tampa Bay.
Well, they've been winning without him, though.
I know, but MVP candidate Baker Mayfield, the division we thought was the Buccaneers,
sure,
and don't look now, because of that loss last night, the Carolina Panthers are one game behind them in the division.
Wow.
They only have a one game worse record. So, I mean, I'm telling you, man, I think that'll come back down the line. I think that'll come back to hurt them.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
As of today, there is. As of today. Former All-Pro Buccaneers running back Doug Martin died early Saturday morning after an incident at a residence in Oakland, California, per police report, while struggling
While responding officers were attempting to detain him, a brief struggle occurred. After being taken into custody, Martin became unresponsive. Paramedics responded, provided medical aid, transported him to a local hospital where he later died. Horrible news there when you talk about Buccaneers running back Doug Martin.
Well, it seems as if he was dealing with some maybe some mental health issues of his own because his parents were trying to call local authorities and say, hey, I think your son's not doing so well. Go take care of him. And then he wound up two houses down the road and was in the house. So it was not a criminal breaking and entering. It might have been just a confused person without their medication in the wrong house at the wrong time.
Yeah, medication's good. It's good for certain, you know, certain situations. The Blue Jays defeated the Mariners last night in the ALCS, and boy, it was tough for the Mariners. That locker room, hearing those postgame interviews, that was brutal. The Blue Jays designated hitter George Springer cranked a 3-run home run in the bottom of the seventh. The Dodgers now open as -210 favorites to win the World Series. The Blue Jays opened at +75, which means you have to bet 210 to win 100 on the Dodgers' victory. And betting 100 on the Blue Jays would profit 175. So we'll see, but I believe that line's probably right. I think the Dodgers
should
be. I put
that note there for myself because I don't really know how to bet lines like that. So
last night in the NFL, Diesel, two games. Lions again defeated the Buccaneers 24-9. Seahawks defeated the Texans, who just look like a shell of what they were last year, 27-19. Let's see. Game one will be in Toronto. Going back to the MLB conversation, game one of the World Series is in Toronto Friday at 8 p.m. Carolina Hurricanes fell for the first time in the regular season in a 4-1 loss to Las Vegas. The Hurricanes are 5-1 on the season. How about golf legend Jack Nicklaus, who won a $50 million defamation lawsuit against Nicklaus Companies, the firm he helped build, after a Palm Beach County jury found that false claims were spread about him negotiating a $750 million deal with a Saudi-backed LIV Golf League. That's crazy to hear, but
yeah,
welcome to the world of LIV and Saudi and defamation, right? And last one, Diesel, the NBA regular season is back tonight. Two regular season games just trickling their way in. Rockets, Thunder, 7:30. Warriors and a LeBron-less Lakers at 11, or at 10, rather. Both games on NBC and Peacock. Charlotte will open its season tomorrow with a 7 p.m. home game against the Brooklyn Nets, where right now the Hornets are favored to win the basketball game. See how many times you can find that this season where the Hornets are favored to win a basketball game, right?
You know, some of the early conversation, and I don't listen to a lot of NBA talk, but some of the early conversation is that the Hornets have a chance to be pretty decent this year.
Let me tell you something. I'll say this. You know, I don't really have an NBA team. I've always liked LeBron. My NBA fandom has started to trickle down because of LeBron's, you know, he's about to retire. We all see it coming. I would love nothing more than the Hornets to get good. I would love to be able to drive up an hour up the road during the week or on the weekend and watch NBA. I would love it.
So what has to come first, your fandom or their success?
Their success.
They have to get decent, at least decent first.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
I don't want to go up there and watch a bad team.
That's fair.
I love NBA basketball, and I would love for the Hornets to be good. I drove to the Eastern Conference Finals five years ago when Milwaukee played Trae Young in the Hawks. Yeah, in the Eastern Conference Finals, Game 3, I was there. I love it, but I'm not going to go watch a terrible Hornets team.
So where's Dewey when we need him calling you a fair-weather meteorologist?
Oh, yes, true. It's true. Thanks, Dewey. You know, we didn't hear from Dewey yesterday?
No. Yeah, we did. Yeah, he did.
He
didn't call in, but he did message in on the stream.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So we did hear from alive. Dewey. Okay. At least we think it's Dewey. Yeah. Who honestly knows? When we come back, it is time to start thinking about our early leans for the Upset Picks Challenge that'll open tomorrow at 4 o'clock. The lines will get locked in at 3, and you can start sending in your picks as of 4 o'clock tomorrow. I'm going to start giving you a list of games that you shouldn't take because apparently I'm terrible at the Upset Picks Challenge. Of these, I guarantee one of them will hit, and I guarantee my wife will somehow pick that one. Early leans for the Upset Picks Challenge next.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.